Mount Barker is booming. It'll soon overtake Mount Gambier as SA's biggest city behind Adelaide. Joining me to discuss the council perspective is Mayor Anne Ferguson. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners.
It's a really exciting time, but it's also a time of trepidation for some community members being in a growing town. What's your feeling about how Mount Barker is currently transforming?
Well, it's interesting that you say that people have trepidation because they are the ones that have made it what it is. I mean, I came to Mount Barker in 1964 when it was a little village, and I've been part of the problem since. So we got to be careful what we ask for, but it is what it is, and we protested vehemently in 2010 against this development, but it went ahead against all our wishes, so it is what it is. But I think council has managed it really well, because if you can stage it and manage the staging, well, then you get a much better outcome. But you've got to realise, with 15 different developments going on at one time, that is a real challenge. And the demands of the new residents who come here want even more than what they left behind. And of course, when you've got a greenfield development, you've got that, all that infrastructure that needs to be built, and that requires money, although council has been very good at setting separate rates for infrastructure, for rec and sport, and roads and water. So we've got that separate rate, but you've got to wait until the blocks are sold before you can collect that money, and then it's kept until you have sufficed to actually do infrastructure. So it's a real balancing game, and I think council has done a pretty good job over the last 10 years.
Some people that moved to Mount Barker for the Serene Hills lifestyle many years ago are a bit worried that maybe some of that is going. Are there plans to retain some of that and keep some fields and parks for the public?
Well, each development has to supply 12.5% of recreation or playing fields for communities to go down and recreate on. So we're very aware of what is required, and we're very aware of the connectivity of all the suburbs that are popping up, that they all connect into Mount Barker along the linear trails, so people can access the wetlands by a walking trail. So we've been very lucky with getting grant funds to facilitate that outcome.
And how about priorities for ensuring the right amount of infrastructure and services are there? What are some of those major things that you're looking at?
Well, it's social infrastructure, and it's also sporting infrastructure. And it's about the connector road. The connector road is the biggest and the most frustrating, the Heysen Boulevard, because each developer is responsible for building their own part of that boulevard. So that becomes very frustrating for the people who live in the new areas, because they have roads that go nowhere. They go to the edge of the development and that's it. So that's one of the things that we've tried and tried to overcome. I've been to Canberra, I've been to state government, we've had ministers up, showed them what the problem is. But it's about $40 million that we need to overcome that issue. So that's one of the biggest issues we have. But there's, I don't know whether you know, there's 7 schools in Mount Barker, and the 8th are about to be built.
Yeah, is that the Newenham Estate one?
Yes, and so we are going to be a city of education, and I think that's really, really an excellent outcome, because it allows people to stay within the city, work, play and live, and I think that is a very positive thing. So the growth is a challenge, and nobody will deny it. And as I say to people, they say, oh, Mayor, we've got enough, we don't need any more. And I said, well, you realise we're just about to hit 10% of the development, and we've got 90% to go. And I can't even imagine what that would be like, and nor can they. And they're horrified at that. But it is what it is. And we can't change that. All we can try and do is have the very best development we can and the best type of housing that is not only affordable to build, but affordable to live in.
When is that other 90% happening? Is that over the course of a couple of decades?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's when we'll be hitting about 60, 70,000 people in our city.
Wow.
A bit scary, isn't it?
It's amazing. And I suppose maybe people will be sticking to the city instead of relying on the freeway, because the freeway is a big issue, you know, congestion on the freeway. And it sounds like the state government isn't interested in rail. But a business strategist, Dr. Paul Schutzer, called on government and private stakeholders during Monday's council meeting to support a study into a dual gauge tunnel between Nan and Linton, which would connect Murray Bridge to Adelaide with an underground rail station through Hills Towns. He's the man behind Rapid Transit in Taiwan and says it's a no-brainer. What do you think about this pitch, this idea?
Dr. Schulster came to see me a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's a great idea, because we can't grow any more land, and to put roads and rail tracks on good farming land or just vistas on the horizon. You know, you go to Spain, you go to France, anywhere in Europe, they've all got underground. You go to China and they have these fast rails that go underground and up and over, and they can do it. So I think if there's a will, there's a way. And if we could get enough traction and enough money behind Dr. Schulster to do this planning and he's a strategist, so he's got all the knowledge. So if we could do that and then demonstrate both to the state and federal government that this is how we could achieve the outcome, I think it would be absolutely fabulous for the residents of the hills and further, and Strathalbyn and Murray Bridge, Taylor Bend, going up to the Bend. It would be just fantastic.
Excellent. So it'll be good to see what happens with that. The Mayor of Mount Barker, Anne Ferguson's with us. There were a few concerns last month about the new regional sports hub from the Mount Barker Football Club president, who said that they're, you know, while it's an outstanding location, it's looking beautiful, there's a lack of fencing and no coaches, boxes, players, benches, not enough public toilets and stuff like that. Is that, I know that Ian Evans, chair of the board, responded saying that they've identified some of those issues. Is that something that's going to be worked on?
Of course. But you see, we had a community committee, and it's disappointing that these things weren't pointed out in the planning stage, so they could have been delivered when the oval was built. But we can learn from it, and when we do the next oval on the other side, we can make sure that all these things and needs are facilitated. So we can all learn out of what we do. And of course, this council has never ever built a sporting hub before, so it's very much reliant on those who play the sport to tell us what is needed.
Is there anything else coming up that you're excited about?
Well, I think the City Catalyst project in that huge vacant block of land in the middle of that Mount Barker is going to be just amazing. We're doing that in conjunction with Burke Urban, and the design that they have shown us is spectacular. And the communication with the community and looking at what they can see would make this town centre a better place to be, I think is going to be something that's really exciting. And I just hope I'm around to see the end product, because it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. No, I didn't realise until we spoke today that you've been there for decades in Mount Barker. So you've really seen this extraordinary transformation. It must be kind of surreal.
Well, it's lovely, because when I speak to the new residents who come to Mount Barker and say, oh, we're so happy here, the community is such a lovely community. And when I say to them, well, you know, we have the highest number of volunteers anywhere else, and I said, that tells you what a caring community we live in, and I'm very proud of that, because our community is amazing.
Really good to have you with us today, Mayor Anne Ferguson. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. My pleasure entirely.